ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 20, entitled Pure Devotional Service Surpasses Knowledge and Detachment, text number 32 and 33.
Yat karma bhir yat tapsa jnana vairagya taschayat yogena dana dharmena Shreyo bhitarairapi Sarvam madbhakti yogena Madbhakto labhate njasa Swargapavargam madhudama Kathanchid yadi vanchati Yat karma bir yat tapasa Jnana vairagya taschayat Yogena dana dharmena Shreyo bir itarairapi Sarvanma bhakti yogena Madbhakto labhatenjasa Swargapavargam madhama Kathanchid yadi vanchati. Yat karma bir yat tapsa yogena dana dharmena shreyo bir itarairapi. Sarvam madbhakti yogena madbhakto labhate njasa swargapavargam madhama kathanchid yadi vanchati. Yat, that which is obtained, karma bhi, by fruitive activities. Yat, that which tapasa, by penance. Jnana, by cultivation of knowledge. Vairagyaha, vairagyataha, by detachment. Cha, also. Yat, that which is achieved. Yogena, by the mystic yoga system. Dana, by charity. Dharmena, by religious duties. Shreyobhi, by processes for making life auspicious. Itarai, by others. Api, indeed. Sarvam, all. Madbhakti yogena, by loving service unto me. Madbhaktaha, my devotee. Labhate, achieves. Anjasa, easily. Swarga, promotion to heaven. Apavargam, liberation from all misery. Mat dhama, residence in my abode. Kathanchit, somehow or other. Yadi, if. Vanchati, he desires. Translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Everything that can be achieved by fruitive activities, penance, knowledge, detachment, mystic yoga, charity, religious duties, and all other means of perfecting life is easily achieved by my devotee through loving service unto me. If somehow or other my devotee desires promotion to heaven, liberation, or residence in my abode, he easily achieves such benedictions. Purport. Lord Krishna here reveals the transcendental glories of devotional service to the Lord. Although pure devotees are desireless, desiring only the Lord's service, sometimes a great devotee may desire the Lord's benediction to facilitate his loving service. In the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find that Sri Chitraketu, a great devotee of the Lord, desired promotion to heaven so that, accompanied by the most attractive ladies of the Vidyadhar planet, he could beautifully chant the glories of the Lord. Similarly, Sri Shukdev Goswami, the great narrator of Srimad Bhagavatam, desiring to avoid entanglement in the illusory potency of the Lord, would not come out of his mother's womb. In other words, Shukdev Goswami desired apavargam or liberation from Maya, so that his devotional service would not be disturbed. Lord Krishna personally sent the illusory energy far away so that Shukdev Goswami would come out of his mother's womb. Because of intense loving desire to serve the lotus feet of Lord, a devotee may also desire promotion to the spiritual world. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, a devotee having given up the independent cultivation of knowledge and detachment may have firm faith in the devotional service of the Lord and yet remain slightly attached to the fruits of such activities. By expert fruitive activities, one gains residence in material heaven, and by cultivation of detachment, one is relieved from all bodily distress. If Lord Krishna detects within a devotee's heart the desire for such benedictions, the Lord can easily award them to his devotee. The word itarai is in this verse indicates visiting holy places, accepting religious vows, and so forth. Several auspicious processes of elevation are mentioned in the verse preceding this. But all the auspicious results of these processes are easily achieved by loving service to the Lord. Thus, all devotees of the Lord, in whatever stage of advancement, should dedicate their energy exclusively to the Lord's service, as affirmed in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by Sri Shukdev Goswami, Akama Sarva Kamova, Moksha Kamudarati, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, Yajeta Purushamparam. A person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of all material desire, without any material desire, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead. Bhagavatam 2.3.10. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So we see that these days people have lost track of goal of life. So they don't know what's the real goal of human life. So they are trying to achieve many things. And they are trying to perfect their life in many ways. So basically the whole civilization is directed towards bodily concept of life. So everyone is trying to satisfy their bodily requirements, and they don't know anything about much about spiritual elevation. So they have become very short-sighted. So as we see, like, there's a disease, it's called myopia. I also have. So, like, you can't see things which are far away. You know, so that spiritually that's the condition of the society at the moment. They are almost blind, actually, or to speak of myopia. So it's like in Bhagavad Gita first verse also it said Dhritarashtra was blind,
he was blind, but he was also spiritually blind. And so were his sons. So they can't see what's the purpose of life. Purpose of life is to serve Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if they don't know that, so they are trying to achieve different things like that. So and then they get some happiness out of it, but mainly misery. But there is a hope that we'll achieve something. So on the level of body, basically people are doing eating, sleeping, mating, defending, and whatever they are striving for is to improve those things like that. So as Gangeshwar Prabhu was mentioning yesterday, that so many people are there and very, very few people are actually trying to really perfect their life. Very few people inquire about spiritual knowledge, spirituality. So in Bhagavad Gita 7.3 verse, it says, out of thousands and thousands of men, only one tries to perfect his life. And out of the perfected ones, thousands of perfected beings, hardly one knows me in truth. So that's how bhakti is the topmost. That by bhakti you can know Krishna, and that's very rare. Very few people know Krishna in truth. So now those who are trying to perfect their lives, they try to do that in various ways. Not materially speaking, even if they are trying to perfect their lives in line with the Shastra. So this verse today we see, it says different processes are given, like fruitive activities, penance, knowledge, detachment, mystic yoga, charity, religious duties. So all these activities, you can see a very slight tinge of it in the society these days. People are just basically looking after eating, sleeping, mating, defending. So this, you know, cultivating spiritual knowledge, cultivating detachment from material world, see, that's very rare. So even if someone is trying to do all these things, mystic yoga and give charity, you know, so here also, like, we can see people are giving charity to different organizations, you know, to save whale or something like that. So like in India also, it's very prominent. My parents also they give yearly, I don't know if they are still doing that, yearly they used to give charity to mother. There's one institution, Missionaries of Charity, belongs to Mother Teresa, founded by Mother Teresa. So there's these mentally retarded people are there. So there's so many people come and they give charity like that. So they are basically trying to do something good, you know. So there, if you want to go and sponsor lunch or dinner for those people who are in that organization who are being taken care of, you can't just go and give some charity. You have to book, you have to take appointment. Like, I have to sponsor this meal. So then you will get, maybe in 1 or 2 months you will get a date. So when I also went once with my father, and I saw there was dates and people names were there and they had booked these meals. So I was thinking, so many people give charity actually. But now we can understand from Shastra, like, the charity is also in three modes: mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. So people are trying to give this charity so that they can get something. So that's not the topmost charity, you know. People do all sorts of sinful activities and then try to give this small charity or do something religious, you know. In the West they'll do everything and then go and confess in the church. So that's not religious life. That's very sinful life. So when people are trying to perfect, so they have some idea of these activities,
fruitive activities so that they can elevate to heavenly planets, and they do different penances and mystic yoga system, try to achieve different siddhis, yogic siddhis, if they can lift in the air 2 inches, that means perfection of life. So I think some yogi was telling Prabhupada, he can lift in air. Prabhupada said, cockroach can also fly. what's the great deal in that, So that's not perfection of life. So perfection of life is to do loving service to Krishna, like that. So people are trying, because they don't have full knowledge of highest goal of life, so that's why they are trying to do these various things described in the Shastra. And that's because different people are at different stages of advancement. So one of those things, one of these processes attract them. Oh yes, I have wealth, so I'll give something in charity so I can get some benefit. So that's like a business mind. What I can get by doing these shastric activities, they do different hard penances and hard yoga postures, pranayama. But the motivation is trying to get something. So that's the motivation. But they make some advancement if they are sincere. They come to the right path later on. So although they are trying to do all these activities, the result they achieve is temporary, in the sense, if they are not very sincere, the result is temporary. If they are sincere, they can further make progress. Like in this particular chapter, the three main processes described is Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. So Karma Yoga system is for them who are attached to the material world. They are attached to the material world. Okay, so then you do fruitive activities, as mentioned in this world. So you do fruitive activities, you can go up to the higher planetary system. If you are detached, then you cultivate knowledge, then do follow the Jnana Yoga process and try to get liberated from this material world, because material world is temporary, so you can get liberated. But bhakti is for them who are neither too attached to the material world nor too detached. Because a devotee has full knowledge, in the sense, he knows this material world is temporary, so I don't have to get too attached to it. Real goal is to go back to Godhead. And he is not too detached also, because Hari Sambandhi Vastuni Mumukshubhi Parityago Phalgu Vairagyam Phalgu Kathete. That if you understand Hari Sambandhi Vastuni, that this material world, although it's temporary, but it's Krishna's energy and it's related to Krishna, so I can use it for Krishna. So that's how devotees are not too detached also. So they can use anything of the material world if it can be used for Krishna. So that's the perfection. So that's why Bhakti Yoga is highest process. So in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in the end, it says there are different types of yogis, Karma Yogi, Jnana Yogi, Ashtanga Yogi. But then it describes which the highest type of yogi, and that's Bhakti Yogi. So there it is said in 46th verse of 6th chapter, it says that out of the devotee or the Bhakti Yogi is better than the ascetic or Ashtanga Yogi, is better than the empiricist or Jnana Yogi, is better than a Karma Yogi. So devotee is the best. But why is devotee best is given in today's these two verses. That why is devotee best? Because it says, just by following devotional service, just by doing bhakti, he achieves the result of all other processes. So that's why devotee is so intelligent. So others are doing such hard activities. So if someone is doing mystic yoga to get siddhis, he'll get those siddhis. If someone is cultivating knowledge, he'll get that knowledge. But by doing bhakti, we get all that. So that's how bhakti is like all inclusive. It's like it's one stop shop. So you go there, you get everything like that. So how is that? Is like in Ashtanga Yoga. So the Ashtanga means eight limbs are there. So you start with Yama, Niyama, Pranayama, like that you go till finally Samadhi. So what is Samadhi? Samadhi generally said you are sitting, you know, in a posture on deer skin. There's a photograph also, I think it was previously in Bhagavad Gita. This yogi is sitting, the bones are coming out very visible. Only skin and bones are left, and his nails are very long, and matted hairs are on the floor like that, and he looks in samadhi, it looks like he's in samadhi, you know. Yes, that's also samadhi, but for Prabhupada in one lecture he was saying samadhi means you are fully concentrating on the supreme absolute truth, that's Krishna. So if you are fully concentrated, if your energy is fully concentrated on Krishna, so that's samadhi. So then Prabhupada in that lecture is saying, like when you are preaching or telling some, glorifying Krishna, to, you know, you are speaking about Krishna. So Prabhupada is saying that means you are also thinking of Krishna. Then otherwise how can you speak, you know? It's not like a tape recorder, you press the button and it goes. It means you are thinking and then speaking like that. That means that's samadhi, that is samadhi. Or any activity, if you have full absorption in Krishna, so that's samadhi. If you are cutting vegetables in the kitchen for Krishna, you are concentrating on Krishna, on your service nicely, so that is samadhi. So that's how by bhakti yoga you achieve the highest goal of Ashtanga yoga process. That's simply by doing activities for Krishna. And then Gyan yoga. In Gyan yoga they try to cultivate knowledge, okay, this material world is temporary and the Brahman or the Brahma Jyoti is eternal and the real truth. But in bhakti yoga we get the full knowledge, complete knowledge. Okay, where does that Brahma Jyoti comes from? So we get the real sambandha gyan, the real gyan, that okay, we are the eternal part and parcel of Krishna, and from Krishna this Brahma Jyoti comes and Paramatma is expanding, coming from Krishna like that. And same in karma yoga process they are trying to do these fruitive activities and get the result. But in Bhagavad Gita it says, whatever you do, you know, yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad jyoshi darasi, whatever you give away, whatever austerities you do, you just do it for me. So that's how devotees, they dovetail their activities. Externally they are doing everything, they're working, you know, and doing all sorts of activities, living in the city, you know. So that's the perfection of karma or activity, you know, if they are dovetailing their activities to please Krishna. So this is how by bhakti yoga we achieve the results of all other processes. Just by following these processes of bhakti yoga, we achieve everything like that. Now when we do bhakti yoga, we have to see what is the motivation. So it's not like you start doing bhakti yoga and previously we had all different motivations. So it can happen, like Gangeshwar Prabhu was saying yesterday, as in the case of Khatwanga Maharaj, it happened in 1 second, that's it. All other motivations were gone and only motivation is to serve Krishna. So, but generally it happens, it goes slowly. So when we start doing bhakti, there are other motivations as well, apart from serving Krishna. So we'll just discuss how this verse also discusses that there may be other desires. The topmost bhakti is अन्याभिलाषिता शूल्यम ज्ञान कर्माद्यनावृतम अनुकूल्यन कृष्णानुशीलनम भक्तिरुत्तम. दैट देर इज नो अदर डिजायर देन सर्विंग कृष्णा, दैट्स टॉप मोस्ट भक्ति. बट इन द इनिशियल स्टेजेस व्हेन डिवोटी इज एडवांसिंग देर मे बी अदर डिजायर्स ऑल्सो, अदर मोटिवेशंस ऑल्सो. बट इवन इफ देर आर अदर मोटिवेशंस दे गेट प्यूरिफाइड लाइक दैट. So in also Prabhupada says that in this verse also it's written like, although pure devotees are desireless, desiring only Lord's service, sometimes a great devotee may desire Lord's benediction to facilitate his loving service. So that's other thing. Sometimes devotees want something so that they can serve Krishna better. So that's about advanced devotees. But for beginning devotees also, if there are other motivations other than serving Krishna, they also get purified. Because Prabhupada says, we cannot become desireless. It's not that you can become desireless, there is no desire. You know, because that's the nature of living entity, is to desire. You know, that's the nature of living entity. So only thing is, there is pure and impure desire. So impure desire is based on body, and the pure desire is when you are free from bodily conception, free from all designations. So once you are free from all designations, then you can serve Krishna purely like that. So pure desire is to serve Krishna. Now also here it says, we have all these desires, and Krishna, because he is super soul within the heart, he can easily detect that. So we just have to continue our devotional service, and all our desires, what is good for us, Krishna will give us like that. So he knows us better than we know ourselves. So, because we don't even remember our full life, even this life, what to speak of previous lives. But Krishna remembers all our lives, our past, you know, and future, everything. So as in Bhagavad Gita also, when Arjun, in 4th chapter, when Krishna said, first I gave this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to Sun God, like that. And then Arjun asked, how is it possible? He's, you know, older to you. He's so much older to you. How did you give this knowledge first to him? Then he said, no, actually, you were also present that time, but you don't remember like that. So same, like Krishna remembers our all previous and past and future, but we don't. So that's how he knows what's our desires. And, you know, he's sitting within the heart as Uptarashta Anumantacha, like as the witness and the sanctioner. So he is the one who sanctions our desires, and then we get that. And if we continue following bhakti process, Krishna provides us everything, and in the best way. Like the example of Dhruv Maharaj is there. Dhruv Maharaj had this material motivation. So he wanted to do this tapasya so that he can get a kingdom which is greater than kingdom of his father, grandfather, like that. And then he went to forest. His stepmother said, go to forest and just worship Narayan, you know. And then his real mother also confirmed that, yeah, you go to forest and, you know, worship Narayan. And then he went there, and Narad Muni told him, you know, you are just a small child, you come later on. And he said, no, I want this big kingdom. So he said, oh, then he recommended, okay, go to this place and chant this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then he did that for a few months, and then he saw Krishna, the Lord, face to face. But when he saw the Lord, he was purified. So he said, I don't want anything, you know. Now that I have seen you, I don't want anything.
So my desires was like, you are like the real diamond and my desires was like, you know, broken pieces of glass. But still he got, you know, Dhruva Loka or the pole star as like a spiritual planet in the material world. So he still got that. So it's like by doing devotional service you get purification. And then you will, Krishna, it's like when you give everything to Krishna, so it's like the material logic is you give something to someone else, you don't, you know, it decreases. But if you give something to Krishna, he gives himself to you. And he, Krishna himself is, contains everything else also. Like when Mother Yashoda saw in Krishna's mouth, she could see the whole creation. So Krishna includes everything. And what do we want? These small, small things, you know. A car, a small house. But we can actually, by bhakti, we can get Krishna, who includes everything. The whole material creation, whole spiritual creation, like that. So the real desire should be to serve Krishna. Also, just a personal experience, what happened previously, before moving to ashram, I was working, and then, you know, my spiritual master, His Holiness Devamrit Maharaj, would come and devotees will drive him to different places. So I just got this slight desire, you know. Oh, if I had, you know, car, I would drive my Guru Maharaj and I would pick him up and drop him to airport like that. I had this slight desire. It was not too serious, but then I was thinking logically that I have to shift to ashram, you know, very soon, 1 year or something. Why to buy this car, then sell it, you know. Intelligence was saying this, but then I had this slight desire also. Then one day I went to, just to check out, I went to City Road, there's Holden showroom, I went and I met this salesman and he showed me different cars. I said, okay, how much? He told me, these are the installments, what's your salary, like that. He said, yeah, this will be the, like, salesmen are very good, you know. They know how to work out. It's just best for you, like that. That's how they show. So then he showed me a few cars and he said, this will be best for you. There's nothing better than this at this point of your life, and just get it. But I was not too serious. I just went to see and, okay, then I came back. But meanwhile, I was busy in other things and like that. And he used to call me also a few times to follow up that, oh, what's going on. And then basically I forgot, I was not too serious about that. And then I shifted to ashram, never bought a car like that. But then recently, like Maharaj comes every year. So I get, you know, get to drive him now. You know, temple has got so many cars, I drive every car. And recently came, I think February or March, and then I dropped into airport, took him to doctor so many times, you know. Then I was thinking that I had this desire and Krishna knew that I had, and now it's satisfied. So Krishna knows actually, it's, you don't have to separately work for some desires. If you just try to, if you try to make your main desire as we want to serve Krishna, so then Krishna will provide everything what's beneficial for you, like that. So now these, now here example is given of Chitraketu Maharaj and Shukdev Goswami, how they also had this desire and they wanted this benediction so that they can serve Krishna in a better way, like that. So this is, advanced devotees actually really know what they need to serve Krishna better. But in initial stages, it may be hard to know, you know. So that's why guidance is very important. We should take guidance. So I had always this in my mind, what should be the desire, you know? We should be desireless, or what should be the real desire? So that's how, like Mahaprabhu says, Na danam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadish kame, mam janmani janmishvare bhaktat bhakti rahitukitai. He said, I don't want anything, any wealth, beautiful women, or any followers. I just want your devotional service, causeless devotional service, birth after birth. So that's the real desire. Real desire should be, what I want is your devotional service. Like that. So that's the original situation of a living entity. But we have like forgotten that. So that's why every day what we do, sit for 2 hours, chant Hare Krishna. So what is Hare Krishna Mahamantra? It's like a prayer. We are saying, oh, energy of Krishna, Radharani, Hare, Hara, and oh Krishna, just engage me in your service. So that's the real desire, that please engage me in your service, somehow or other, what is, however I can. So that's the perfect way. And then, in this verse also, in purport, it says, Akam sarva kamova mokshamudardi tivrena bhakti yogina yajeta purusham param. So even though our desire is not pure and we have other desires or even desire to get liberated, still by bhaktivrena bhakti yogena, so by doing bhakti yoga, everyone gets benefit. Like, so we come to Krishna with different motivations. Bhagavad Gita, it says, how people come, 4 types of people come to Krishna. One who is distressed, you know, when you are in distress, you approach Krishna. When you want some wealth, you would approach Krishna, you know. So we have different motivations. When one is inquisitive, one is in search of absolute truth. So in any situation, it's good to approach Krishna. The main thing is approaching Krishna, not how you approach. So it's not that I am too fallen, I shouldn't, Krishna is so pure, I am so impure, so better be away. So that's not the way. So whatever situation we are in, if we approach Krishna, we get purified. And then with that purified consciousness, we can serve Krishna better. So in case of Shukdev Goswami, he was in a liberated situation, actually. So he was not coming out of his mother's womb. But generally, if you speak in one of, there is a documentary in which we see about birth, and Lord Kapila Dev's in 3rd canto describes how, what a child goes through in within the womb. It's like a miserable situation. You know, worms are biting and tender skin is there, and it's a filthy place like that. And actually, a lucky child prays to Lord that, just get me out of this situation somehow and I'll serve you, like that. And when he comes out, he forgets, like that. That's how Maya works. But here in case of Shukdev Goswami, he is in liberated situation. In that situation also, he doesn't want to come out because he says, I may get into Maya, like that. But he was another proof of that. Why he was in liberated situation? When he was going and there were some women in the river, and they could also see that this person is not making any distinction. He has no duality of man, woman, you know, heat, cold. So he was actually on liberated position. So in that position also, if you desire something, by bhakti yoga that can be fulfilled, like that. So whatever your desire is for materialistic things, for liberation, and here it says, even if you desire to go to Lord's abode. So that's one of the, there's 5 types of liberations, you know, sarupya, salokya, like that. So to go to Lord's abode is also one of the desires, you know. So even if you desire that, that can be fulfilled. Lord can provide you everything what's necessary. So there's three things actually. So it says Krishna Naam, Krishna Dham, Krishna Kaam, like that. So Krishna Naam, holy name, we say every day. We visit Krishna Dham, we go to different places. But what is Krishna Kaam? Kaam means the desire, or, you know, what are you desiring? So we should see, okay, what am I desiring? But our real focus should be, what is Krishna desiring? So the real perfection is to see how to please Krishna and to think, okay, what does Krishna want from me? I want so many things from Krishna. I want to serve Krishna in this way, that way. But what does Krishna want from me? So that's like Krishna Kam. That's the real perfection, like that. If we always see, okay, what does Krishna want from me in this situation? So then we'll be really happy. So, to summarize what we discussed today is that how people have lost goal of life, and even though if someone, some people are trying to perfect their life in various ways by doing charity, religious activities and penances, mystic yoga systems, but they, whatever they achieve, everything can be achieved by bhakti yoga. And in bhakti yoga, if our desire is to get Krishna's causeless service, birth after birth, then we can, that's the perfection. That's the real desire, to want devotional service, birth after birth. All the time being engaged in, to hear about Krishna, to chant about Krishna, somehow to associate with devotees in any situation or wherever we go. So that's the real perfection of life. So I would like to end there and ask if there's any questions or comments. Basically, to understand what Krishna desires from me right now, the best way is to see what the spiritual master wants from us and the senior Vaishnavas or the authorities wants from us, because Krishna, we can't access Krishna in the neophyte or the beginning all the time we cannot. Initially we cannot know what Krishna wants from us. So best way is to see what spiritual master, who is the expansion of the super soul. So he is the representative, he is representative of Krishna. So what he wants from us is what Krishna wants from us. So if we satisfy spiritual master and senior authorities, so that's the perfection. Okay. Does that answer? Okay. Any other questions?
In case of Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted something and Lord Peter and he gave such a way that he got bhakti as well. So my question is, at the same time we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got nothing much, you know, so we know what we should desire and what we shouldn't. Still we have some other desire materials. Same time we know that I shouldn't actually pursue.
Yes, sometime what will happen, your desire will change. You may, that's what, you have to dovetail your desire for Krishna. So what Krishna does, if that's good for you, if that's good, Krishna gives what's good for you for your advancement in bhakti. He will give that. But main thing is to continue doing devotional service. If you are regularly and continuously doing devotional service, and if there is some desire which cannot be dovetailed in Krishna consciousness, it will go, it will be purified and go away. But if that desire is such that you can serve Krishna by using that desire, as in Maharaj Chitraketu's case, he had a desire to, you know, to sing glories of Lord with the other ladies of with the other planet. So he got that because he wanted to sing glories. So if that desire can be dovetailed in Krishna service, then Krishna will give that. If it's not good for us, he will not give that, like that. So that's the difference when we see between demigods and Krishna. So that example is there, when if you want, you have so many desires and you go to demigods, they'll give you. If you do try to please them, they'll give you whatever you want. But Krishna will give you what is good for your advancement. That's all. So that's being real, that example of a child going to a shop, he'll give money and ask for cigarette. The shopkeeper is obliged to give because he's getting money.
But if he goes to his father, he'll get a slap. So he won't get his desire fulfilled there. So Krishna is like our real father. He will give, he'll fulfill that desire which is good for us. Does that answer me? Any other questions or comments? Right.
One comment that you said very well. When we are coming out of the womb of the mother, we are promising to Krishna that we will serve him. And as soon as we come out, we are in Maya and we are completely forgetting Krishna. That is the biggest problem.
Yeah.
In the second point you mentioned very correctly, Naam, Dham and Kaam. If you remember the holy name, Dham, and then serve the spiritual master and senior Vaishnava, that is the main.
It's like why we forget when we come out is this forgetfulness is it's like if there's a bad experience you want to forget that, and Maya is very expert. So when with birth, as we say, birth, death, disease, old age, these are like the real miseries. So at birth you are really miserable situation, but you forget because Maya says no, it's okay. You can still do it, you know. That's okay, no problem. Just live a life. So that's how we get this repeated birth, death cycles because of this forgetfulness. That's Maya's trick. So if our desire is to serve Krishna, so then Krishna withdraws Maya from our consciousness, and that then we get purified. Any other questions or comments? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantha Srila Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitya Gaur Premanande.